Good morning. Afternoon, actually, if you're going by my time. Of course, when you listen to this, who knows what time it'll be, right? Anyways, I just wanted to share a little update about some things that are going on in my life right now. It's not that it's so inspirational. It's just raw and authentic. It is nice when some people hear others that go through the same thing they're going through and kind of can relate to each other. It helps in that regard. But basically, I shared with you guys how that I was allowing myself to go into a potential relationship. I had not allowed such a thing and even thought of allowing such a thing in over 7 years. But because of the way this all got set up, it really looked like, and could be still, I don't know, of God. So I went ahead and said, you know what? I mean, when the Lord, when I knew God was in something, I wasn't going to hold back. I was going to go in and take my blessing, what I've been waiting all these years for. I don't know if maybe, you know, I'm vulnerable because it's been so many years, or if I'm naive because I'm not able to see everything clearly, or I'm only looking out of my own lenses. I don't know. But by my account, I felt like it was of God. Well, out of nowhere, was it Thursday? Thursday morning, I had a conversation with this person, and it was a really good conversation. I was so nervous that, honest to God, I hope I'm never that nervous ever again. I've seen this person a million times. Well, not a million, but certainly I've seen him enough. But now that there's a different dynamic in it, I was just an absolute basket case. I hope I'm never that way ever again. Like, I look back on it and just want to kick myself in the butt, but I honestly couldn't control it. I was so nervous. You know, and it's okay to be. There's nothing wrong with my reaction. I've done nothing wrong in feeling naturally, you know, excited about something. So I won't hold myself accountable to it. But anyways, afterwards, I think about an hour later, I sent him a text and just let him know that I was so nervous in our meeting and it's been hard to get back on focus. And that is the very last time we've ever talked. That was it. He did send out, I should say this, I think it was more of a courtesy text, not so much as a heartfelt text. He did send out 2 days later, "Good morning, I hope you have a good day." And that was on Saturday. And he has not responded. He has never texted me back again. And I certainly don't want to text him because I already felt like I was kind of the one texting and he wasn't. It was already kind of like getting to that point very quickly, understandably why, his position and my position, you know, there's like a little taboo-ish going on there. But yeah, that ended there. It started and ended all in 1 week. I don't even think it got to 7 days. No, Saturday would have made the seven. I guess the last text I did receive to him was on a Saturday, and that's the day it started. So in 1 week, we wrapped it up. And so now I'm back to the same place, only this time I'm back to feeling like almost the fool. Because, and here's something that's very interesting in this process. I did learn things through it, okay? So I'm really thankful for that. But there's this one thing that puzzles me. One day early last week, something came to my mind, and I remember thinking, or I felt this thought come to my mind. I don't know if the Lord said it, the Holy Spirit said it. I don't know if it came. For whatever reason, this thought came to my mind, and it did not feel like I came up with the thought. It wasn't me coming up with it. It said, God doesn't play mind games. And I loved that. For the situation that I was in at the moment, I loved it. I was like, yeah. And I, you know, honestly, because I felt like God was in it, I was not going to hold back. I wasn't going to like play mind games or do any kind of weird, you know, test to see how he feels or hold back and not tell him how I really feel. Like, I wasn't going to do anything. Like, I felt like I could be vulnerable and let my walls down. Now, is that naive? I'm sure it is. But when you in your mind believe that, you know, God is in something, you're just relieved that finally you can be yourself and be real and not have to put any of the crap that the enemy has placed in our hearts and minds so that we can date each other. Like, you know, you don't have to put up these walls or these boundaries, or, I mean, boundaries are good, I suppose, but just weird interactions where you have to kind of tiptoe around things, you know? So I really was feeling that natural acceptance. And of course, no one ever feels that. Lord in heaven, no, I've never felt that. I also, just several things about it. I'd never considered him as a candidate of somebody for me to be with just because I hadn't been physically attracted to him. I've never been with someone that I haven't been attracted to. And my kids, they have this thing where they want me to be with, they think, oh, you're so pretty, you need to be with someone good looking. So that's always their mindset. It's not my mindset. My mindset is I want someone who loves me, who genuinely, authentically, anointedly loves me. I need that kind of love because of all of the neglect my entire life. Now I get the love from God. I get the acceptance from God. It's not like God, a man is going to ever replace the God in my life. So, but it's going to be really nice to get a reward of, you know, God giving me a man that loves me, not a man that's narcissistic. Okay. One who thinks of himself and his own needs and yeah. So that's going to be really a relief, but they're out there. If we've got God in heaven, he is the all authority. He is the all power. He is the all. He is all. God is all. So don't tell me this world is so corrupt that God can't be God in this world. Nah, I'm not buying into that. But God's faithful. And, you know, I've shared my story with some people about how it's kind of transgressed, I guess. And they're like, well, maybe God was just opening you, getting you ready for dating, or maybe God was just getting you, he's not the person, but maybe God was wanting to use you in his life, or maybe God was just getting you prepared for the man that is coming, and I mean, all this stuff. And I'm like, God doesn't play mind games. I can't play mind games. I just feel like, why wouldn't God use the same person? Okay, so it's like, okay, God's using you to open you up to date the person you're going to date. Why couldn't God just use the person that I'm going to marry? Why couldn't he just use that person? Why does God have to use another person to open me up for my person? You see how weird that is? I don't believe God's using me to open me up, or using this person to open me up to be ready for the person that's coming. He don't have to do that. Isn't wisdom, wouldn't it make more sense to use the exact same person you're going to marry to be the exact same person that makes you ready to marry, versus having somebody else come in and confuse you? God is not a God of confusion. So anyways, as of right now, there's no dialogue. It's nothing. There's no, I don't want to go forward. I need to be careful because I'm, you know, management. And I could get in trouble and lose my job. There's no conversation, anything. It's just, we've never said another thing to each other. And I know I felt my spirit not to text back. I already, you know, I knew. I'm pretty natural with, like, God doesn't have to say it to me. I can just feel it not to do it, and I just don't do it. And there's, most of the times when I feel not to do something, God's in it. So, undoubtedly, I made the right decision by holding back, because it really showed what's going on. Now, I know the person that we're talking to, he's telling me he's depressed. But he's not saying he's depressed, but he is depressed. He's going through a lot of emotional, and he's got a lot of baggage and this and that. I only saw the good in him. So he definitely wanted to reveal that he's not worthy. And so, okay. Okay. I wasn't judging you so harshly, but thank you for showing me what I need to see about you. I don't know. To me, it's like, really? I was really shocked. We're going to go back and dig in the trash can? Like, I'm 30 years ahead of this game. I'm not trying to go back and dig anybody's trash up. I don't want you digging mine. I don't want to know about yours. Where has God brought you today? Who are you today? What is God doing in your life today? That's all I want to know about. I mean, obviously, if they're criminals or some kind of, you know, pedophile, I most certainly want to know these things. But, you know, my spirit has led me to be now, present and forward. So I felt really good about it. It felt wonderful. But now it hurts because I let my walls down. And the very first time after 7 years, and you know, I was waiting on the person. I wasn't going to say, oh, let me start dating men and then I'll find the person. No, I wanted to do it God's way. And I believe that dating is not of God. I don't believe that sometimes God can use things, but it's just too much pain. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Be praying for me and this situation, that I will come out on top and that God will get the glory in all that I'm doing, because I'm definitely trying to do it His way and not my way. All right. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.